Hello everyone, this is Vidyapati Purushottaman broadcasting from China. China is making significant stride in reducing its dependencies on US technology by enacting regulations that limit the use of Intel and advanced micro devices, that is AMD processors, along with Microsoft Windows operating systems in government PCs and servers. This program is a component of a larger plan to decouple technology from the United States. The limitations also apply to database softwares from other countries. Earlier, the United States had limited exports to China, forbidding the sale of artificial intelligence chips and sophisticated chip-making equipment by NVIDIA and AMD. The United States, on the other hand, has also prohibited using Huawei telecom equipment and other technologies, which has prompted other countries to follow suit. China's move to limit the use of Intel, AMD chips, and Microsoft Windows software follow guidelines issued late last year. These guidelines mandate that the government entities procure safe and reliable processors and operating systems, reflecting efforts to bolster domestic technology amidst external restrictions. Moreover, Chinese government entities and state-owned enterprises have also prohibited the use of Apple iPhones at work, signaling a broader push towards domestic technology adoption. Aftermath of the China ban on US semiconductors, the stock market saw a drastic hit. Intel shares experienced a 1.7% decline, closing at 41.83 after initially dropping 4.7% to 40.57 earlier in the session. Meanwhile, AMD shares saw fluctuations plummeting by as much as 4.3% to 172 before recovering slightly to end the session down 0.6% at 178.63. AMD's stock trajectory has been downward since March 8 following a retreat from its record high of 227.30, exacerbated by positive reactions to NVIDIA's next-generation AI chip. An analyst noted that Intel has a higher exposure to the Chinese market than AMD. Notably, in 2023, Intel derived approximately 20% of its sales, around $15 billion from China, whereas AMD obtained about 15% of its sales, roughly $3.4 billion from the region last year. However, these figures encompass sales to various sectors including consumer, business, and government markets. China is driving towards self-sustained artificial intelligence development and advancements in information technology. After it banned chips from Intel and AMD, it recommended that the Shenzhen and Shanghai-based chip industries replace chips in government PCs and servers. Now look at the second news about Houthis launch missiles at Chinese oil tankers. The Houthis launched 5 anti-ship ballistic missiles targeting a Chinese-owned oil tanker named MV Huangfu. One missile hit the vessel, causing minimal damage and a small onboard fire, but there were no casualties. Notably, the ship sailing under a Panamanian flag sent a distress call but did not request assistance. It's noted that the ship's ownership changed in February 2024, suggesting outdated information regarding Houthi assurances not to attack Chinese vessels. The Houthis have not commented on the attack, and China has not issued a statement. Additionally, USS Carney and other forces targeted 6 Houthi drones over the Red Sea, with 5 crashing into the sea and 1 flying inland into Yemen. The Houthis began targeting Israeli ships in October 2023 in solidarity with Hamas, expanding attacks to include US, UK and other merchant vessels following strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. Thirdly, let's see the news from South China Sea. The Philippines has lodged a strong protest against Beijing and summoned a senior Chinese diplomat following a water cannon assault by Chinese Coast Guard ships. It injured Filipino Navy crew members and caused significant damage to their boat in the disputed South China Sea. In response, China warned that relations were critical, urging the Philippines to choose a prudent path forward. The incident occurred near the disputed Sagan Thomas Shoal, where 2 Chinese Coast Guard ships targeted a Philippine Navy-operated supply boat with water cannons. This marks the latest and most severe confrontation between the rival claimants in the region. The area has been surrounded by Chinese vessels in an attempt to remove Philippine forces. These recurring high seas confrontations have raised concerns about the potential for a larger conflict, it potentially putting China and the United States on a collision course. The United States has reiterated its commitment to defend the Philippines, its oldest treaty ally in Asia, in the event of an armed attack against Filipino forces, ships, or aircraft, including in the South China Sea. That is all for today. Stay tuned with China News Analysis daily newsletter, publishing in LinkedIn. This is Vidyapati Purushottaman, broadcasting from China.